can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, March 6, 2024, episode 79. Oh, hello, my queen. My queen. Look at your beautiful hair. You shouldn't even be wearing a crown on that beautiful hair. It's just a shame. Then no one can see the hair. It's so pretty.
Hi, my love. You're all giddy with it over there.
Well, of course, yeah? Because I get to do my podcast with my boo.
With your boo.
With my boo. Do you know
no,
that
I don't.
Most podcasts...
Yes.
Oh, take it easy now. Simmer down. Most podcasts never get past episode number 7.
Really?
They pod fade is the term.
Oh, pod fade.
And here we are, episode number 79.
I know.
You can be very proud of yourself.
I am proud of myself. I'm tired.
I know.
I'm tired.
You were like, you actually.
I'm going on strike.
You said the words to me today, I wish we could just skip it tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm wrestling with a few things.
You want to talk about it?
No, let's do the cheers.
Oh, hey, ready?
Oh my gosh, you filled my glass up. Like I got a half gallon of water here.
Wanted to make sure that
heavy.
Wanted to make sure,
it's like a water balloon. Had enough.
Tina is still not drinking. This may change soon, but right now I'm going to. Ooh, now this is a special bottle.
And I'm
going to
read the note too.
Yes,
after
okay.
You.
Can I smell it? Yeah, of course. I haven't even tasted it yet. Go ahead. You got it? This is sent to us by...
Ooh, this is a Tempranillo.
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 Which is that a certain type of grape? Tempranillo?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to try it. Oh. Oh, it has a very... Wow. I can't even explain it. Let me see what it says. I like it. Has a very interesting taste. This is
This is a gift that was sent to us, a gift of several bottles of wine.
It's Tempranillo. It is from 2021. It is from, how do you pronounce it?
Peony Lane.
Now, the way I pronounce it is peony.
It's peony.
P-E-O-N-Y. Peony Lane. It has a dump truck on the front, which I kind of like. Let me see. Ripened by intense sunshine and crisp mountain air. Our sustainably grown Tempranillo grapes, see, there you go, yield vibrant, untamed, natural wine. Savor the allure of dark cherry. I was getting that. Deep prune. I'll get that later.
Oh.
Enhanced by spiced vanilla, black pepper, and clove.
Oh.
All of that. I tasted that. Let these smooth, velvety tannins wrap your palate in a warm embrace.
Look at how mature your palate is.
My palate is maturing every, but with the second drink of this,
so
this is amazing.
We got 4 bottles of wine from Ben Justin. And Ben,
wow,
yes,
that he is sent really,
it. And so
you don't even want to just put your tongue in it?
No, okay. I can't put my tongue in it.
Sorry.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
So his note says, Adam and Tina, I'm honored to have you two try my wine. I make natural wine in Western Colorado at 6,000 feet and specialize in my estate Pinot Noir, which is regrettably sold out right now. That is my favorite wine is Pinot Noir. If you enjoy these, I'll be pumped to get you a bottle of my 2022 Pinot when I release it in June. Yes, please. All of my wine.
That's an affirmative.
All
yes.
All of my wine is naturally fermented and has no additives outside of a tiny sulfite addition at bottling. I love that. I love the fact that it's natural.
Now, dude, can you?
Clear, let me have a sip.
Is that's not going to ruin your spit test for later?
Oh, shoot.
See, I told you, can't do it. Yeah. Now, is this the wine that came through Charles Mayfield?
I don't think so, no.
I can't remember now. I'm a little confused.
And I emailed Ben and thanked him. No,
did you hear back from Ben?
Yeah, he said, yeah. He said,
because I don't have any other, I don't think I have any other address from Ben.
I have his business card.
No, I don't have any note. I don't have a prior note that I can find.
Oh, where he got our address.
So because Charles from Faro.life, he said, are you going to be home? Because someone's going to send you some wine. And I wonder if Ben was that someone. I'm very confused.
Oh, okay.
My admin is horrible. I apologize.
I can't take everybody on that job now either. Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're looking at me. I see
no,
you looking
no,
at
no.
me.
No, I'm not looking down. In fact, I'm looking at my tablet. I'm looking anywhere but at you right now.
Well, Ben, yes, please let us know if this came via
dynamite.
Charles.
This
yes.
is dynamite. This is really good. I'm sorry you can't taste it.
I know. I'm doing this saliva test.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah, I know you don't want to talk about your health, but you look so healthy.
I do. Because I just ate a lot of beef.
I told you when you came home from the hairdresser today, I said, you look great.
I know. I was like, what do you want?
Just another podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? Oh, well.
First of all, you're doing great.
Yes.
Can we just establish you're doing great?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, compared to where you were.
Yes.
Which was semi-suicidal.
Yes.
You're doing great.
Yeah, this
You're
is
doing
true.
Great.
I'm trudging along. I'm staying the course.
You look
and I'm,
great.
I'm enjoying a little bit of food outside of what I'm supposed to be eating. I'm really pretty much staying the course though. So, but like last night I treated myself a little bit.
We had a major treat meal. We went to a fan favorite. Well, actually, we wanted to go to Friedhelm's and just get some beef for you, obviously.
Yes.
Closed on Tuesday, this Tuesday, for whatever reason, makes no sense. Crossroads,
closed
on Tuesdays.
And you're like, want to go to Hill and Vine?
No, Martini's, too busy.
Too busy.
People standing outside. Hill and Vine, if you ever come to Fredericksburg, Hill and Vine, it's a staple. It's a go-to. We've had everything on the menu.
Yes.
And I say, I'm going to order some onion rings. And Tina's like, I think I will have some too. And I'm going to have a sparkling rosé.
I did. I didn't drink the rosé. I drank like two sips of
the rosé. It turned into an actual date night.
I know.
It was great.
And then I ate the chicken. And then you yelled at me because I was eating your ice cream. Because I was like, I'm going to have a few tastes of your ice cream. And you're like, don't eat it all.
I was only saying.
A woman who's been deprived for 6 weeks now. And you're yelling at me to not eat your ice cream.
I was only saying it because I know what sugar does to you.
Oh, this is true.
And also, but you were eating it all. You were eating all my ice cream.
Well, yes, it was a nice little date night, but I'm still going on strike.
Okay.
I'm going on strike.
All right. What's going on?
Well, I don't get any respect around here.
Wow. Okay. Is this Nanu Nanu show business or what is going on? You don't get any respect here.
Yesterday was a busy day for me because I was spending the day in Wimberley with a friend and I was very busy trying to get stuff done in the morning. And I said to you, I go, do you think you could write the newsletter
that's
this week?
Not
and
at
you
all.
Looked at me and you go, no, that's no, your job.
You, wow. You hallucinate so more than Google's Gemini.
So I'm going on strike.
Listen to me. You're like, I'm so busy. I have no time for all these wonderful things you're going to do. Hang out in the hot tub with our friends in Wimberley and you know, have a nice day. Yeah, I have to. Unless you want to do the newsletter. And I'm just like, no, I'm not going to do the newsletter. It's your gig, man.
I said, can you do the newsletter?
You did not.
And you flat out said, it is your job, sister.
Not for a
second.
Not for a second.
So I'm going on strike.
Not for a second.
No
did
more
you
newsletters.
Even say at all, did you ask me? It's just, unless you want to do it.
Oh, well, no. I'm still going on strike.
People love the newsletter.
Yeah. It was just a hectic day for me yesterday. And Tuesday just sneaks up on me. And then I look at my list. I'm like, I have nothing to talk about.
This is what you never have to worry about.
Yeah.
Don't you know that?
What are you looking up over there? I see you looking at something on your screen.
No, I'm moving stuff around.
Oh, okay.
I mean, pay no attention to the producer.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what happens in the control room on a television show? No, you don't want to know. I'm just doing my thing over here. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay.
So anyway.
Yes.
You're doing, I wanted to get to the spit test.
Oh, yes. My health.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So what are you doing over there?
One of the many things that I have to do with this protocol that was given to me from Dr. Bright is I have to do a cortisol test. Mm-hmm. And so in order to measure your cortisol, you have to collect your saliva four times in one day. So
I've noticed something.
What?
You don't have a lot of saliva.
I don't. You know how somebody has that like you know how people are like that spitball that comes from the top?
While they're talking at you and you're distracted.
From the top and you're like, oh man, lick your lips, your lips.
With that white strand.
Oh my God.
Yes, I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I know.
Oh, It's so gross. Yeah. So anyway, So it takes me a half hour enough saliva.
How come you don't have saliva? That doesn't everybody.
I mean, I do, but I don't like. You know how some, and then they have the white corners in their mouth. You know?
So you're sitting there, and I'm talking to you.
That would be a deal breaker for me.
Oh, big time. Oh yeah. So you're sitting there, and it's almost like you're spitting tobacco.
Yes.
You have that thing under your lip. And
I know. I'm talking to you. I'm like, sorry, I got to keep spitting this stupid thing. It takes me a half hour. It took me a half hour, and I've got one more. I got to stop drinking water at 8 o'clock because you can't drink anything for 2 hours.
Oh man.
So that's the last part of it. So I'm taking.
And you know, by the way, you know, you seem to have a 24/7 IT help desk.
Yes.
You know, I just, you know, I'm complaining about everything.
Oh.
I literally was doing something completely different and I stopped my day on a dime because Tina texts me, I can't find this email. Blah, 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 blah. I need it pronto. I need it right now. Now. I need it now. And you were at the church. And so you're texting me like, and I can feel the panic dripping off
of
the text
message.
Well,
you know that I'm angry because anytime anything goes wrong with the email server, I like blame it on you.
And of course, I'm like, okay.
Curry.com.
Curry.com is fine.
Okay. Oh, the F word.
It is professionally maintained by Void Zero.
Okay.
It is well maintained.
But this has happened before where I couldn't find
an email. Yeah, and it's always in your trash. And you always say, I looked in my trash.
Did.
Yeah. Well, you didn't. I mean.
Well, thank you for the 24/7 IT support.
It took me about 15, 20 minutes. I mean, it took me some time.
I looked in my trash,
Adam.
I looked.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Did it get in my trash? I didn't throw it in the trash.
Oh, no. It just jumped in by itself. Absolutely. You didn't do it at all.
I didn't do it.
In IT, we've learned
that's
to say.
That's a real deliberate action.
That's right.
I did not do that.
No, of course not.
Okay.
It jumped in there by itself.
Anyway, back to my health.
Yes, okay.
Back to my health.
I got a note from a cork soaker, Robert.
Yes.
He says, Adam, if Tina doesn't want to use the weight scale, why don't you offer to pick her up and you can stand on the scale? If she doesn't like the number, then at least she can blame you.
Good idea.
To which I said, she has not allowed me to pick her up ever.
Yes, no.
Ever.
Yes.
Not across the threshold of the house, not on our wedding, anything.
No.
Never allowed to pick you up.
Even at my lightest, I didn't let you pick me up.
You are so weird.
I know.
Just weird.
And you married me, so there you go.
Of course I did.
But anyway, back to my health,
oh, yeah,
Bob.
Sorry. Yes, okay.
I'm steady as a course. I'm staying on the course. Steady as the course.
Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes.
Stay the course.
Stay the course.
But I like steady as the course.
That's kind of long.
Steady is the course.
Steady?
You never know.
Steady.
Steady. Steady.
Steady is the course. I mean, and I, you know, every day is different. I mean, for the most part, though, I feel better overall.
Yeah.
But completely not where
I just
need
love
to be.
Waking up in the morning and then hearing that you slept.
Yes, I am sleeping. Praise God. I am sleeping. That is more important to me than anything. So my temperature is still low.
It was up this morning.
Up this morning and I'm back on the iodine juice.
That looks disgusting.
It is disgusting. I'm taking 12 drops of iodine and water.
It's no peony lane, that's for sure.
Yeah, no.
No peony lane.
But no, all is good in the world of Tina.
Okay.
Yes. Almost all, except I'm going on strike. Anyway, so yeah, we've had kind of a fun week.
Let's start with this evening. We just got back from Burger Night.
Yes.
At Backwoods Barbecue, which is right next to Bridge Church. Here in Fredericksburg, we've been there twice in this past week.
Yeah, we were there Friday with Pastor Brian Naomi. Yeah,
in the week between shows.
Yes.
So we're there with Pastor Jimmy Damonette this evening.
Yes. It's great.
They have hamburgers made out of brisket.
Yes.
Which, oh man, you didn't hear me talk, did you? I was just like.
You were eating your hamburger with a fork and a knife.
I know.
Why was that?
Because I don't like. It's a thing. You know this. We've talked about it. I don't like eating things with my hands.
Okay. Or even a burger. But you don't do that at Whataburger.
No, but this was really juicy. It was just dripping, dripple over my hands. And then, of course, I'm worried about getting it on my shirt.
Because you're Mr. Spot.
I am Mr. Spot. Anyway. And it was really nice. Just that, you know,
I love hanging out with them.
I love the spur of the moment. Like, hey, let's just have dinner at Backwoods.
Well, they wanted us to come and do some voiceovers. That's how it started. They were like, hey, can you come and do voiceovers
for the church? Which, by the way, your voiceover in the church, fantastic. Hey,
Touchtone Teller.
Yeah. What were you promoting? The fashion show?
The women's fashion show that's coming up on March 23rd.
You're so professional.
I am.
Really, you could do voiceovers.
I could.
You're so humble. That's what I love about you the most.
But no, I love that we're like, hey, you know, we couldn't do the voiceover tonight for a particular reason I won't get into. But we're like, let's still meet for dinner. And I love that we get to spend time because we all support each other.
Yeah.
And I love that. Yeah.
And it was nice because there was almost no one there.
We were the only ones really in the back
because,
room.
Because, you know, when you have dinner with Pastor Jimmy Daymonette, people also come up to
them
frequently.
Especially when it's right next to the church. Yeah.
People do like, hey, Pastor, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, it's always nice to spend time with them.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
But before that, we went to Backwoods with Pastor Brian, who is the new pastor at Bridge Church. And
executive pastor.
And Naomi, and their three boys. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get their names wrong. Jude, Josiah, and Jonah?
I believe so.
Okay.
Jonathan? Jonah?
No, not Jonathan. I know.
Jonah? I should know.
Josiah
because,
and Jude, I know for sure.
Yeah. The youngest is Jude.
And they were, we had such a lovely time. This was our chance to like spend some time with them and get to know them. We had met them over the summer when they came to visit Fredericksburg, and Pastor Jimmy and Annette introduced them to us. And we've just been very excited.
Now they're in their 40s?
Early 40s. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got these three wonderful kids.
Yes. And so, of course, Adam immediately goes, hey, because they, you know, they just moved here and they don't have family here.
Well, what I heard, that's what I heard is that
like they lost their baby.
Their parents were all in Nashville.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, hey, you know, I can look out for these boys from time to time.
Yeah, I'll babysit them. I look at you and go, you're on your own, dude.
I'm excited. I think it'll be cool. I love Jude's a cool little dude. He's pretty funny.
Yeah. He's four going on five. He'll start kindergarten.
I think I can handle them for a little, you know, for several hours.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. I think you could too.
It's not like I'm going to get any grandchildren in this lifetime.
Pastor Brian and Naomi, make a date night and Adam will come over and watch the boys.
Yes. There you go. I'll come over and watch the boys. Make a date night for sure.
You even offered to babysit baby Roman too, who's brand spanking new. He was born 3 days ago.
I'm looking forward to that too. Whatever. Pile it on. I'm good. I'm good to go.
You're such a good guy. But anyway, we had a lovely night with them. And it's so funny because Pastor Jimmy calls Naomi Nomers and you called her Nomers. Well, I know you're going to call her that the whole time.
Well,
now.
No. She's very funny. She made some kind of joke. I'm like, hey, listen, Nomers. Chill out over there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She said something really, really, really sweet to me as we were leaving. She said, you know, I was telling Brian, her husband, that there's only, that you're one, and I'm paraphrasing, you're one of the few people I feel comfortable around.
Me.
I mean, I know Adam, that she, Adam. No, me, oh. Not you. I'm paraphrasing, but something to that effect. Like I, you know, like it's like we're comfortable around each other. And I just, I love her stories. I mean, she has some amazing stories and she's so filled with the Spirit of God.
They are a huge, huge benefit and addition to the church.
I know.
And Pastor Brian, man, he is, I mean, the whole format, as you know, I'm very format oriented of the, cause you know, I see this obviously as a beautiful show, a show for God, no less. But Pastor Brian has it down, man. Now the music's mixing in. He's jumping up in between the, you know, the first song and doing the communion. It's just,
I know.
It's the whole thing is swinging now. It's rocking. It's really good.
He's a beautiful compliment to Pastor Jimmy. I mean, the church is just, the church is exploding. They just added 65 more chairs.
65, 64. And they had to move everything forward. I mean, the place is exploding.
Easter is going to be people
coming from all over to be at our church.
I know. And we just keep inviting people to, hey, come on. Don't come to the one we come to. Come to the early one or the later one.
Whatever you do, not when we're there, but go to the early service. Aslan is on the move. I mean, is it
Aslan or Aslan?
If you're Adam Curry, it's Aslan.
Oh, jeez.
It's like Tina Turner would say Aslan. Aslan is on the move. Aslan is on the move. There's something happening here in Fredericksburg that is just, you can feel it. We're catching a wave.
It's amazing. But one thing he said, and I'm going to tie it into my God shot later. We were talking about when you went on Joe Rogan and when you gave your testimony, and I said, oh, you were a baby Christian. And what I meant was that, you know, we were just very new into your faith. We both were. Mm-hmm. And he had said something, and again, I'm paraphrasing, he had said something that really stuck with me. And he said, you know, it doesn't matter how long you have been in your faith. What matters is how obedient you are to God. Mm-hmm. And I had something happen.
You want
to
talk about that? We'll
get into it later.
Oh, okay.
That just stuck with me when he mm-hmm. said that. And I love that. I love that he offered that up.
You mentioned the Joe Rogan for some, you know, that clip of me, you know, or versions of that clip. They keep coming back.
Yeah.
And someone has now created a version where I have like the Snoop Dogg glasses on.
Really? Really?
When I'm talking about Jesus, all of a sudden
you have to send that to me.
Shades come on. I don't know what's going
Does
on.
Does the cigar go in your mouth?
No cigar. Oh, no, just the glasses. I'm talking about Jesus. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. So then earlier in the week, was that two nights ago?
Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday night, we went to the White Elephant Saloon. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So this is a new thing. Of course, there's always something going on in Fredericksburg. And so there's a hotel that's coming. And then this hotel.
It was just like the place isn't open yet. It was just kind of a reception.
It was a soft launch.
Oh, a soft launch.
Soft launch. Okay. Yes. They open a couple weeks from now.
I thought the soft launch is like tomorrow.
No, they keep doing soft launches.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's they're testing it out. So it's a... It's a bar, and there's also a coffee shop
that's
next door.
Kind of next door, yes. And it's old historic buildings that they've refurbished.
And so we were invited by my former campaign manager and by the ER doctor.
The general surgeon.
Yes.
I cannot talk general surgeon.
Surgeon general.
Surgeon general. I can't talk. You would think I'd be drinking.
No, don't worry. I'm drinking for two.
Okay.
And he said, no, you got to come. And everybody was there. It was... the former cop with anger management issues and his wife, who is getting married next year.
Oh,
Scottish wedding in a kilt.
And Adam's wearing a kilt.
I'm wearing a kilt. You better believe it.
I go, with your legs, you're wearing
you're
a kilt?
You're so complimentary towards your husband. I mean, I just Those tell you legs. How beautiful you are every single day. You look at your hair.
Those legs
you're
are Casper the Ghost,
You are a horrible person.
You need some sun on those legs, and it's next April.
Yeah,
you're coming out of your winter high hibernation.
Well, then I'll have to get some makeup.
You have to a spray
on my
tan.
Legs, spray tan, Ross.
Oh,
Ross, spray
just
tan.
Do the front half. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what Jessica, who did my hair today, she goes. Yeah, I fell asleep. It was really warm. They just got a pool, and I fell asleep in the pool. She said, and I fell asleep for 2 hours and I was burnt to a crisp. And she goes, I went to go put on a skirt today and I realized only the front half of my legs were burnt.
Oh, goodness. Yeah,
anyway,
so
yes,
people,
you're
are
be
out, people are already out at the pool. Huh?
Yeah.
It's crazy weather. Yeah. We went from 29 to 85.
I know.
Just overnight.
We're dysfunctional.
It's been insane.
But yes, so we're going off on a couple different topics. But yes, the wedding is next April. Adam's going to wear a kilt. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he's going to get this. Maybe Goodwill. I don't know.
There's a kilt store. You can order
online.
There's
a kilt store. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Kilts look awesome. Don't you think? It's the one time I can wear a dress and it'd be okay.
Okay.
Why do you support you? No, you clearly don't. You anything but support me. You do not support me in this. You're being aloof.
I happen to like my husband in a black suit with the black shirt.
You get all of that except a kilt, a dress underneath. That's what you do.
You're not getting the whole jacket and the sash and the medals and stuff?
Yeah,
And the bagpipes? You're going to carry the bagpipes?
Okay. All right. You're just going to mock me. Just mock me.
Anyway.
Hey, I go to all your girlfriend's destination weddings. I'm prepared to do all of that stuff. Ireland.
Oh, yes. True.
Ireland.
True.
Colorado. When's the next one?
No, it wasn't Colorado.
When's
it
the
was
next
Iowa.
One? Iowa. Hello. Kilt, Iowa.
Kilt,
Iowa. Chicago, Iowa.
Okay.
Kilt.
Okay. I support you. Anyway, so we were at this event.
Yes.
And we met some new people.
There were some interesting people.
Yes.
There.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest moment.
Yes, was Laura Logan was there. Our and neighbor. Laura Logan, who is our neighbor, who used to be on 60 Minutes. She's a journalist, reporter,
she,
right?
She go, and investigative when journalist. She talks, she goes about 1,500 miles an hour.
Yes, she's got a lot of thoughts going through her head. So she comes in and she recognizes us right away. And we're like, hey, hi, hi. She hugs you. I hug her, you know. And then we're standing there and somebody else came up and you were talking to her and then somebody caught her attention and she said, oh, hey, I want you to meet Adam Carolla. I go, Adam Curry.
Thank you for jumping in.
Adam Curry. She goes, who is Adam Carolla? Oh, I go, yeah. Nobody important.
Nice recovery. Nice
I go, nobody
recovery.
Important.
Nice recovery. That doesn't happen often, but when it happens, it hurts.
I know, because there's a little bit of history there with Adam Carolla.
What's the history?
Well, everybody thought he was the Podfather.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes, because I mean tweeted somebody and set him straight. This
must have been a while ago this when you mean tweeted.
Yeah, this is a long time
you
ago.
Mean tweeted.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny that you got confused. And this is, she didn't remember you the first time. The second time she didn't
even know who I was. She's like, what's your name again? Who are you? What are you doing in my kitchen?
Exactly. That was the first time. Yeah. And then the second time. And we saw her at David's birthday dinner. And then.
No, she knew me then, didn't she?
She knew you then. Yeah. And maybe she thought you were Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla. Yeah. Hey.
That was strange.
Still driving those cars? What?
Yeah. She didn't even know who he was. Yeah. Anyway. Whatever. But yeah, so
you thought it was so fun you had to put it in the newsletter.
I'm like, oh, show thanks. Content, show content. But I met a lady, Esther, who actually trains women with firearms, and I have her card, and I am going to.
It was interesting. The whole conversation we were talking about our church and God, and she's Jewish, and she's very interested in Christianity and Jesus, and so we're kind of semi ministering to her. I'm not quite sure what we're doing. We're just talking, I guess. And then she says, oh, by the way, I sell firearms. I said, oh, I'm a buyer of firearms. And she said, I'm a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is perfect. This is exactly what you need.
And she said, and remember, when you pull out your gun to shoot somebody, shooting them to kill. I go, got it.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah. No, I liked her confidence.
Back to Jesus.
Yeah.
As we're killing people.
That was strange. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was good to know I have her card. So I would definitely take a.
You really should do that.
I really want to.
Because you're a great shot. You just don't have confidence.
You keep saying that. You're so complimentary of me.
I know. It's the inverse of what you do to me. Oh, I know. Isn't it insane?
That is not true.
My legs. I'm dumb.
I didn't say that.
I don't want to help you.
I'm going on strike. Oh, I wanted to wish Sir Brian with an I a happy birthday.
Thank you for remembering. Oh, do I have it on my list? Because he wanted it on the no agenda list. I'll put
he
it
expected
on right
you. He thought you would already know.
Who does he think I am?
He thinks he's that special that you should just remember on show day above everything else that you do.
Well, how
that
would I know? Birthday. I mean, if you didn't tell me.
Yes. Yeah. So I believe he's 45.
It was his birthday. I don't think
he's going to love me for that.
It was his birthday Tuesday?
He's got a new girlfriend now, too.
Oh, okay.
Jackie.
Jackie. Is she also from Google's Gemini AI? Or is
no,
this a real
Jackie.
One?
I said, I need the deets. He said she's a little bit older than
I'm
him. And
skeptical.
She has four kids, comes with a minivan. So he's ready-made family.
I'm skeptical. So we voted on Tuesday.
We did.
And I loved our little voting place. It had, you know, they rolled up classic American cars and, you know, like, was it like an old Cadillac and some other ones out front? And, you know, it was just, I don't know. That was very Star Hollow.
Yes.
Very Star
Old
Hollow.
Old town feel.
And of course, they do everything with paper ballots. There's no machines here. So everything is hand counted. In fact, I looked last night. And all the counties have been counted, except Gillespie had zero counts.
What? Because they're hand counting.
Yeah, because we're hand counting,
yeah,
of course.
Because Karen went out and she was hand counting.
And so I got my sticker. And then after that, I went to go get my butt clobbered by Willie once again in the chess games, which is just getting pathetic. But
you won last week, though.
I won twice last week. Yeah. But Java Ranch is really, people just know what's going on. Like, hey, Adam, hey, Willie, hey.
Did they say you want cappuccino?
They already know I want the cappuccino. They know that I want the Willie usually has the mountain berry nut muffin or something. And I have the French toast muffin. It's disgustingly good. And then the one of the young kids behind, I'll just call them kids. One of the young kids behind the coffee bar says, "Hey, Adam, is there an election or something today? Because I had my voted sticker."
Oh.
And like, are you kidding me now? Really? Are you kidding me? And he says, "Yeah. Oh, this is not good. I should go vote." And then he told me the story that his friend hadn't voted on the general election. He said, "Well, your daddy's going to be Joe Biden or something like that." "Your daddy, Joe Biden." I said, "Yeah, well, you better not be, but you know, you should go out and vote." "Oh, no, I'm going to do that." People don't even know.
I know.
Don't even. And then I was.
Turnout was low across a lot of the primaries. Yeah.
Yeah. And then of course, we also vote for our state's representative, for our sheriff, for, you know, all these different positions. And then I was in HEB and a guy said, excuse me. "Is there election today? Because I still had the sticker."
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm leaving this thing on because this is not a pride thing.
Wow.
I'm not like, I'm an American, I vote. It's like, hey, look at me. Did you vote yet?
Yes.
It's crazy how many people just don't even know.
And they'll sit there and they'll complain about everything, but yet they don't participate in.
Not allowed to complain if you didn't vote.
No, I agree.
And of course, no one we voted for won.
I know.
But there's a sheriff runoff. There's a sheriff runoff. So
I think the district attorney, the woman, Sarah, who I voted for, I think she won.
Okay. Yeah.
But the sheriff, there's going to be a runoff. Mike contacted me earlier and said that they're going to try and get Nick's people who voted for Nick to support Chris. So if they can transfer
I see.
Then he'll get in. So
okay.
Hopefully that'll
work. Well, this is now we're into politics. Yes. All right. We're already being groomed for the political scene. Very good. Yes. Very good.
Yeah. So we're planning a big vacation for your birthday.
This is so nice of you. Because that we're going to Italy for Christmas. My sister has something planned for my brother-in-law. It'll be his 60th and she's got something mysterious. It's got clues already. We'll get months and months of clues. It's going to be in Italy, so that should be fun. And I'm like, how many more times? My sister turned 55 yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 60 in September. How many more times do you get to go hang out?
It'd
be crazy not
to do
it.
And we're going to spend Christmas with them, so we love that.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
That should be fun. That'll
be a lot of fun.
And of course, we'll have to throw Phoebe in the gulag.
Yeah, again. She's going to go in the gulag.
She's going this Friday.
Yes, I know. How are you holding up?
I'm okay.
You look like you're a little nervous over there. I see sweat. I see sweat.
Well, just be yourself. You're funny enough.
Oh. What?
Don't try to do shtick. Don't try to do shtick with me, girl.
Fine. Whatever.
This is not NPR.
Okay.
I'm okay. How about you don't care?
I don't care. She's a dog. She'll be fine.
Do you know how many people were so proud of me for not sticking her in the vet cage? A lot.
Okay.
I care about her.
She listens so well, too.
She does.
She does not. She does not.
She's better than she used to.
Barely.
Oh, man.
I mean, granted, there's been a lot of improvement across the...
Okay, so you agreed there has been improvement.
Yes, but when she was yapping at the women that pulled up Monday and you're trying to call her...
It didn't take that long.
Oh, Adam, come on. You must have called her 10, 15 times.
She used to never listen. Now, I went and I said, come on. And then she went in and she went on her place.
Hmm. She's, don't get me wrong, she's gotten a lot better, but she does not listen. Like,
you're a hater.
I'm not.
You're a dog hater.
I am not a dog hater. But you know what? I know you want a grandchild so bad. This is your child.
Maybe it's better I don't have a grandchild because that child would be spoiled rotten and would be no good and would not listen.
And then we're always sitting on the couch and you're always on the... So we have this couch that has a chaise all the way on one side, on the left side. And he sits on the chaise and I always sit next to you, always.
Of course.
And so every time... So I sit down. So I don't have my legs up like you do. My legs... I'm sitting on the couch.
Would you prefer to sit on the chaise?
Let me finish the story. Okay. And so... So every single time you're like, Phoebe, come here, Phoebe, come here. And every single time she sits right in front of me and she demands to be petted. Every single time. And you rarely pet her.
I always
and then
pet
if,
her.
And then if I don't pet her, she does the head thing. She lays her head on me like, pet me. And if that doesn't work, she slaps me with her paw. And you're just sitting there while you call her over and do that.
But she just doesn't come over to me. She comes to you. She knows.
She can't because you're sitting on the chaise. She can't. Okay. She can't get to you.
Okay. Can I ask you a question, though?
Yes.
Does the nightly extended foot rub compensate at all for this horrible behavior?
I'll let you.
How good are my foot rubs?
They're pretty good. Thank you.
How long do they last?
Oh, good. They're great.
I'd say 20 minutes total.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. Okay. Take it back. Go can call her over anytime.
We've been watching. We want to talk about what we were watching.
Well, let me just finish it up.
Sorry.
I love Phoebe. I do.
Okay.
But I think it's funny when you're like, she's so good. I only had to call her 20 times to have her get in the house. She's getting so much better.
You missed her today with Danny. Danny, the pool guy.
Oh, Danny came, was here today?
And I was just about to get in the shower, and I heard the bark, like, oh, that's Danny. So I go over, and I put on my house coat, and I literally called her twice. And then she went on her place and she did not get off. I took my shower and she stayed. She did do I heard her bark one more time, but she did not get off her place.
Okay.
And she almost didn't bark, just a little, rah, 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 just for a second there. But of course, Danny looks like a bear.
Yes. So
I have to say there's improvement.
Okay.
I keep working on her, babe. We took her
to the dog park. She was mean to the other dogs.
No, it's just, you know, when the dog sniffs her butt, she's like, no, okay, that's enough. And the dog keeps going. Then she goes,
she must smell good.
She's got a big bark.
I know. You came home and you're like, we went to the dog park. She embarrassed me. We almost got kicked out again. They almost called the dog police.
People are like, there's that guy with that dog's no. I had her on the leash. I don't even let her off the leash.
She doesn't even like going to the dog park.
She likes the car ride. She likes her head hanging out of the car. And we walk around. She barks at one dog. She's like, okay, I'm good. Let's go home.
Yeah.
Literally. You could just put her in the car and drive around the block.
Yeah.
She does like
it. Take her to the bank.
Okay. Well, as long as she stays in the car.
All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now go into what you were going to talk about.
I don't remember. Oh, what we've been watching.
Oh, yes.
Jesus. Is it Jonathan and Jesus?
Jesus and Jonathan. It's a chosen docuseries. Mm. Yeah. On Amazon.
So it's about Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus in The Chosen. And this is, I guess, kind of well-timed because season 4 is coming up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And wow. I mean, what is your impression of this? Because it's really about him going through the whole being a, you know, struggling actor for 20 years, then getting this job. And then, I mean, it's one thing to be like MTV guy, you mm-hmm. know, it's like, oh, there's that guy from MTV.
People actually think that he's the Messiah.
They see him as Jesus.
And
they fall apart and they start confessing things to him.
Yes.
It's really, you don't think about that.
Yes.
But man.
And that puts a huge weight on him. And he had talked about one experience where he met somebody and the guy made some sort of snarky comment about meeting people. Do you remember that? I think it was in the last episode. And he said he never wanted to be that way. So anybody who comes up to him, he always wants to be kind.
He had that experience.
Yes, he said he never wanted to be that way. And so he's very generous when people come up to him, and
which is tiring.
I mean it showed how much his notoriety just increased
worldwide,
a hundredfold
worldwide.
Yes, and to have this on him. You know, as playing the Messiah and people thinking that he's the Messiah. And that's a huge weight.
But even though they know he's not, it's just seeing him releases all of this.
Because it's the connection.
Energy. Yeah.
Where he's telling the stories. And so
it's really good.
We highly recommend The Chosen for one. But yes, this is just, this was really interesting. And you see the human side of him, you know, with the struggles that he has. Mm-hmm. And he was tired and he had to go from one thing to another, and
Now, did they crowdfund? Because that's kind of the big beauty of this whole series is that it is a value for value project, basically.
Yes.
They crowdfunded
for
it.
For the Chosen, yes.
And everyone who everyone's on the credits. You know, it's like this huge credit roll after each season. Did they do it again for the fourth season? Do you know?
That I don't know. I know that I know two people that actually was on set. Pastor Jimmy and Annette were on set in Utah.
Right.
And Julie and I think it was her middle son. No, it was her middle son that.
And they were in Texas.
They went up to Dallas and they were the big scene. I think it was the Sermon on the Mount. I think that was the scene they were in. Yeah. So, but yeah, that was a really, really good show.
I just love the whole project. The whole thing screams beauty to me.
Yeah.
And it was season four, they just had it in the theaters. And, Pastor Jimmy and Annette asked us to go and it didn't work out for us. And they decided not to go.
I know.
Because they wanted to see it with us.
I know.
And, you know, they happened to have a Olympic-sized swimming pool screen at home.
They have a bigger television than
we do. Yes, which they don't really use anymore.
Yeah, they do. They watch all their home improvement shows now.
Oh, really?
They watch their HGTV.
HGTV?
Yes.
When it comes out, we're going to watch it.
Yes,
with them.
We're going to watch it with them. Yeah. Super excited about it. But I wanted to go back to vacation planning. So we're going to do I said to you, I go, would you like to go to a beach and just relax for your birthday?
Yes.
And you said yes.
I really appreciate that.
So I've started the planning. Yeah. So we're going to start doing that. And
it includes tequila tasting.
Well, the one place I looked at has tequila tasting.
And a romantic dinner on the beach.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and so I was like, we don't want to do too much.
No.
Nope. We just want to chill out.
I want an Irish coffee in the morning.
Yes, yes.
And that's it?
Yes, yeah. So we could do a couple little activities. And then when we go into Italy, we're obviously going to be there for family, but I just want to be close to stuff. So if we wanted to walk somewhere, because it's going to be cold there.
But you got a lot of travel coming up.
I do.
You're going to Florida next week?
Next week already?
Oh,
yes.
Man. But that's just for the long weekend?
Thursday to Monday.
That's a long weekend.
Yeah.
It's a short week, a long weekend.
Yeah. And then I'm going to...
New York?
Yes, I'm supposed to go to New York. Mm-hmm. I got to change the dates on that, though, possibly.
To see my stepdaughter?
Yes, to see. Yes. And then May, we're going to K-Love.
God,
that's
coming up.
It's already March.
K-Love.
I know. So we're going to, I'm planning this little birthday jaunt for you.
It. Thank you, baby.
Yeah,
I deserve it.
Give me the credit card, honey, and I'll plan it.
And, we should thank people for supporting us.
Yes.
Thank you for supporting the vacation.
Yes.
Let's see, was there anything else we need to talk about?
I wanted to acknowledge my friend Tim, who came and visited me along with my friend Peggy at the end of, it was in February, sent me. So when he came today, he makes these beautiful, like eggs. He takes eggs that are emptied
hollowed out.
Thank you. And he paints them and he decorates them. And he gave me one and he gave Peggy one.
Which are like Christmas tree ornaments.
But they're Easter egg ornaments. And so he sent me, and I opened it today. It was a tree, a lighted tree. It's about 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
And three eggs, additional eggs. So now I have four that go on my Easter egg tree. And when I opened these eggs, I started to cry.
You did.
Because the one egg, and it's so interesting, the order that I opened them in.
Mm-hmm.
So the first egg was, he decorated it and he put these beads around that said, Father God. Is that what it says? Father God?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one was the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And his note.
Really cool.
Oh my gosh. And so I have it sitting out and the tree is decorated. I've got four eggs on it. So
what's the fourth one? Oh, that's the one he gave us.
It has a heart. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Aww.
So I know. And then of course he sent some Reese's pieces, which I said, thank you.
I saw those.
Adam will be eating those.
I saw those next to the water cooker. I'm like,
water cooker? Tea kettle?
Tea kettle.
Yeah.
And I, because you were out, and I'm like, did Tina buy these? This is bad news. And it looked like a small bag. Do you have any of them?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I'm like, oh, because I'm not allowed to bring that into the house. I'm not allowed to have M&Ms. I'm not allowed to have anything like no chocolate chips. None of that. I'm not allowed to bring it into the house. She's saying, you cannot bring that into the house because, you know, you're an
addict. I have no discipline. I'm an addict.
You're an addict.
Hi, I'm Tina. I'm a chocolate addict.
Hi, Tina. That was beautiful.
You can have those.
Okay.
Do you like the Reese pieces?
I know. I don't like the orange color.
It's peanut.
It's a turn off for me, but I can try. I'm sure that they don't taste orange.
It's supposed to look like a carrot. That's why it's orange.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Would you like to do your God shot?
Yes.
I'm ready for it.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
Yeah, baby. God shot time.
This is a combo. Another combo.
Combo shot.
Okay. So, and I want to read an email that we got to. Please remind me to do that after this.
Okay.
So we've been reading about Joseph at Bible study. I love this story. You know the story of Joseph. Don't say the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. He did have a robe on that he wore. Yes.
And his brothers. What book is this?
Genesis.
Genesis.
Yes.
Okay.
Genesis, like chapter 37. Starts there.
Whenever I think of Joseph, and you just said the dream, I always think of Donny Osmond. I can't help it.
Oh, I know.
Right.
Hey, I saw him when I used to work out at East Bank Club in Chicago.
Hey,
he's little.
Hey, I raced against him.
Oh, that's right. You did.
In Denver.
And look at our lives crossed.
And he beat me.
Oh, he did?
He beat everybody.
Wow.
He beat the guys from White Lion. It was a celebrity race. He was
go out. Donny. I was going to marry him when I was young.
I wanted to marry him. He was out on the track at night, walking the track, looking at the apexes. Oh, he's a very serious guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice guy, though. Nice guy. Yeah. I don't remember him as that tiny.
Yeah, at East Bank Club, he was not tall. He was not tall.
Okay, all right.
But he was working out because he was doing the play at just the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in Chicago. So anyway, okay, so at Bible study, we are reading about Joseph, and we're now at the part about how Joseph advised the Pharaoh about he interpreted the dreams, you know, and he advised him to store the grain during the abundant years. Okay. And because he knew
he knew what was coming.
He knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that because the wisdom that he had was because Joseph had surrendered to the Spirit of God. He surrendered to the Spirit of God. Like he had it in him. And so as I was reading about,
Now, are you doing this with the ladies in Bible study?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, this is your weekly Bible study.
This is tomorrow's lesson. We're going to talk about this. So the one thing that I learned, and this is what happened to me, is we all have the Spirit of God in us. And that's our most valuable treasure in our storehouses and our meaningful offering to others. And all our storehouses are different, you know? So they look different. They could be a kind word. They could be going and playing chess with Willie.
Mm-hmm.
They could be ministering to somebody. Or they could be giving a generous gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned about that. And so something has been happening over the last week or so. I've been getting these nudges from God to help somebody. I had heard about it a while ago, and then it came up again. And it was on my heart. And then of course, I open my Bible, you know, it's the roulette of the Bible. What am I going to read?
Spin the wheel of the Bible. Verse, yes.
And of course I turn to Luke. Okay. So it's Luke.
Which one?
Luke chapter 6, verse 30, which is give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. And so I was like, okay, God. Okay.
I got you.
I got it. Okay. And so I called this person and I told this person how I was going to help her. And she was surprised. She started crying and I got off the phone and I didn't, the thing I did not think about at all was, oh, look, I did good. The thing I thought of first and foremost was how obedient I was to God how I rejoiced in that. Like it took me three nudges, you know, and that's the thing I want to say is that when you hear that, you know, when you get that nudge, like pay attention to it and be obedient to what God wants you to do. And that's what I learned through that. And I loved that I honored him that
that's
way.
That's so good.
Yeah, I love that. I told Pastor Jimmy and Annette that story at dinner tonight, so I know it's not new for you, but...
No, I love it. I love hearing it.
But I love how the story of Joseph and having, you know, having the storehouses, and we mm-hmm. all have our own storehouses, and it's because the Spirit of God, you know, we have the Spirit of God in us, and how it all kind of fit together. And I loved that God presented it that way to me.
Well, you know,
Let me just say one other thing. So when I was talking to her, I said, God has been putting this on my heart. He's been putting this on my heart to do this for you. And that was my way subtly of ministering to her.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I'm not going to evangelize, but it was my way of ministering to her. So
I love that.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And you were so supportive too. And I appreciate that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
What keeps popping up for me is, as God loves you, you need to love everybody else.
Yeah. And if God can forgive us, we can forgive anybody
easily.
Yeah.
And also, you don't control anything.
No, I don't want to.
No.
I don't want to.
I just say, God, just keep me on the center line. You just put me where I need to be.
Yeah.
Point me in the direction, yeah. and I'm off to the races.
See, and that's such a change of my mindset too, where before I had to just control everything. Because if I controlled everything, I kept mm-hmm. myself safe.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now I don't want to control it.
You're out of control.
I don't.
No, you're so right, though. Wow, that's big for you.
That's huge big,
yeah,
for me.
Because you used to be like, okay, it's 7:45 a.m. Here's what's happening today,
well,
sports fans.
I think going through this health issue mm-hmm. has really humbled me and has really...
Wow.
God's been working on my sanctification with that, mm-hmm. for sure, hands down. Hands down. But also I wanted to talk real briefly. If you have not listened to Pastor Jimmy's sermon on Sunday, please.
Yes.
He is on fire. And I really want you, I encourage everybody to go and listen to it. And he was talking about, instead of storehouses, he was talking about strongholds. Anything that has a stronghold on us.
I
completely identify that with my body dysmorphia, how that has been a stronghold for me for most of my life. And he said, they're lies that bind us. And really the truth sets us free. And, you know, a lot of it's generational scars, and it becomes a filter in which we judge everything. And I, for the longest time, lived through that filter. And as I've been more devout in honoring God and Jesus, that stronghold is weakening. It is definitely weakening. Don't you think so?
I already love being with you and being married to you. But since this whole Jesus God thing, it's gotten even better. I didn't think it was possible.
I know, isn't that crazy?
It's fantastic.
You know, and I wanted to say also,
I hope everybody gets to experience what we experience.
It's been so transformative for us.
Even if we have, you know, everyone falters and fails.
All have misfires.
We're able to say to each other, stop.
Yes.
This is the enemy.
Yes.
This is the enemy. Let's just stop for a second.
We can wreck, because there's snakes are always around.
We recognize, hold on a second, what's happening here? The enemy.
This thing with the stronghold, what was interesting is that I'm in this Facebook group for this.
Facebook? Sorry. I hit it with my glass.
It's with this Danny Conway. Yeah. She's a holistic nutritionist.
Right.
And so I've joined this Facebook group. And a girl wrote in there about her bad body dysmorphia. And I responded to her. And I said, let me tell you what worked for me.
Oh,
my faith.
Okay.
We are born in Christ-likeness. When I feel that coming on, the self-loathing, the self-deprecation, which hasn't happened in a long time, I turned my eyes to Jesus, and she was like, thank you. And I love that I was able to even minister that way, a little bit that way.
Girl,
so, it's
girl,
all good. I'm on fire.
That's right. This podcast is your church. That's what that is.
So, but no, the reason I tell these stories is because I want it to stop. I want people to stop, and they can find themselves in my story, you know? And
I never, ever thought, I would live in Texas. I never, ever, ever thought that I would be a Jesus freak, believer in God.
And then our best friends would be pastors.
What?
Like, hello?
Never, ever in a million years. And the more I look at, like, oh, man, This has been here the whole time. I've stayed in hundreds, maybe over 1,000 hotel rooms in my life. Every single one has a Bible.
Yes.
I've overlooked all of this.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm still young and spry now that this is all happening.
Yes, you're still in your 50s for a few short months. But I wanted to read this email that we got from Stephen, and the subject line was your reading of Joseph. He said, "Hello, Tina. I hope you are well. I recently emailed my thanks to Adam, and I also told him of my journey that it is getting closer to Christ. But as a lifelong skeptic, I still feel some blockades in front of me. Mm-hmm. I told Adam that I have come to some sort of Christian understanding through the music of Neil Morse, Born Again," he's got in parentheses.
Oh.
"I then listened to your podcast where you discussed your reading of Joseph. It was fascinating. It just turns out that Neil Morse's latest album is a concept rock album about Joseph."
No way.
Look at that nudge. That's a huge, huge nudge.
There's no coincidences in the kingdom, my
friend.
He says,
"Coincidence, I thought, until I began to think that there is no coincidence.
No.
I feel now that Christ is really pulling me, and it's up to me to fully commit. I admire so much about the Christian community, and I want to live a holy life. Your podcast has helped me, and I just hope that I can continue and improve along the way. Thank you, and God bless you, Stephen." I love that. See, so that's why I share these stories. Yes.
And as we always say,
coincidence? I think not.
Now it's time to hear from the coach.
I don't even know where that one came from.
That's right.
It's my archive.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Hello, cocksuckers. What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
We really love hearing from you cork soakers, whether you send us a donation or not. The value that comes back to us, and just a note like that from Stephen is beautiful. We love it.
I know.
You can go to curryandthekeeper.com. Sign up to Tina's newsletter, everybody, please.
Yeah,
and
read it.
And double check and make sure that it's not going to spam or promotions, so that you can catch it, because she sends one out every single Tuesday. It's a little reminder that we're going to do the show on Wednesday. And it's funny. It's a funny newsletter written by a communications professional.
Oh, so thank you, baby.
It's worth it.
Hey.
I mean, they're funny. I love them.
You.
Oh, baby, I love you.
Okay.
You want to get married?
Yeah.
Let's renew our vows.
Oh, we are.
Yes.
May 19th.
Yeah.
Everybody's invited.
What? We have 300 seats available at Bridge Church Sunday night, April 19th.
April?
May 19th. Sorry, I'm confused. I know the date of our wedding anniversary.
I know you do. It's in your ring. Anyway, I've interrupted you.
I know it's in my ring in case, along with my Bitcoin code.
Yes.
Hey, we have some really lovely donations, value for value. The whole idea is we put the show out for you, just for you to download, to listen to. We really want you to use a modern podcast app, because that helps independent developers. It gets you away from Silicon Valley. It gets you away from algorithms, all this stuff. And with the modern podcast apps, you can actually send us a value for value right back in the app. And if you've never done this before, try out the Fountain app. It's snappy. It's fast. It's beautiful. And you can actually earn little bits of Bitcoin called Satoshis while you are listening to any of your favorite podcasts, because they all work. And of course, if you reach a cumulative total of $500 in donations, you get the beautiful Curry and the Keeper Sippy Cups with the limited edition coasters.
Yes.
The Salmonier. And you enter our tasting room with the official Salmonier status.
Yeah.
Some of the coolest people in the world are Salmonier.
I got to give Brandy her glasses and her coasters.
Yes. And her Curry and the Keeper tissue paper.
Yes.
So we start off. We have two executive producers for this episode. Our first one, OG, with $111.22, served by his grace, David Wicker.
Oh, David.
And he says, "In the evening."
In the evening.
In the evening, to God go all the glory. There's one reason we are hearing this right now. He ain't done with you yet. We are his hands and feet. Yes. KTLD, keep the lid down. Let's put the go in gospel.
I love that.
I love that, brother. That's...
You know, I like
the... And he He's full of stuff.
I love Let's Put the Go in Gospel.
I'm gonna continue that one. That's good.
I like that.
Then second executive producer for episode number 79 with $100, Susie Bernard.
Oh my gosh. And I love Susie. And I have her note from her?
Yes.
And Susie leads our Bible study every Thursday. And it's so interesting. I met her over a year ago. And I was just drawn to her. I'm like, I need to ask her out to lunch.
She's a cool lady, man. She's cool.
She's lovely. She's cool. And I'm working with her on the Tannenbaum Ball again. And yes. So anyway,
you mean I'm going to be asking my friends for donations again for your Santa? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, baby. I appreciate you. I'll take you on vacation.
Oh, there you go.
Her note says, "Dear Tina and Adam, thank you for sharing the light of Jesus on your podcast. God has given you a platform of influence that is powerful and unique for such a time as this. Between sharing helpful tips and your laughter and delightful banter, I really enjoy listening to your show when I can. I'm thanking you for the tip I didn't know that I needed, the coffee warmer, our Ember cups."
Oh, yes.
She goes, "Who knew? Now I need to get the details on the wine opener." And she owns a winery.
We can teach her a thing or two about wine, I guess.
Yeah, she goes, "I pray you'll continue being game changers in life. Love, Susie." That was so thoughtful.
So sweet. Thank you, Susie. I know,
Susie. You are a doll.
And we pray for you and for your husband,
and
John.
And for John, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, every day, absolutely. You're in our prayers.
Yes.
Then with 20,000 satoshis, the lady who never thought she'd be able to do it, it is the one and only Julie Lofsgaarden.
Oh, yes. Julie! We get to see Julie on Saturday.
And she says, "Adam didn't love my long note last time, so I'm keeping it short. Passive aggressive much, Julie." "See you Saturday, PTL, praise the Lord, KTLD, and the other one I can't remember at the moment. That is KYBO, that's what it is. Keep your buckets overflowing, Julie."
Thank you, Julie. I love you. I'm still looking forward to seeing her.
Man. Yeah, it's going
to
be fun. Then we have Ashley Wright with the $7 donation. I think that's her monthly donation. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ashley.
Then coming in with a short striper boost, 7777, Sir Brian with an I. Oh. And he says, "Willie, if you're listening."
He doesn't listen, does he? Her innkeeper?
I know he's listened to some podcasts from time to time. "Willie, if you're listening, please remind Adam to check the P.O. box next week. I'm sending you sword and shield to defeat him in your weekly battles, like he needs it, Brian." "And everyone, make sure to check out the Hickory Forge. Beautiful products."
Oh,
and
yes.
"And Tina, I understand your fear of water. As everyone knows, I'm constantly drowning in a sea of women."
Oh, jeez.
Just when I'm liking him again, he pulls that crap.
He does that on purpose to get under your skin, and it works every time.
"The current one even tried to rescue me. She hand-fed me a gummy lifesaver." In the evening, y'all.
In the evening! Adam is rolling his eyes so
bad. You better believe I am.
Oh.
"Hey, there's Pastor Comsey."
Oh!
Also with a... There you go, short striper boost, 7777.
Thank you.
"I had some sats sitting in my moon wallet. Move them to Fountain so I could give my favorite podcasters some love."
Thank you.
"Zechariah 10, verse 1. Ask the Lord for rain in the season of spring rain. The Lord makes the rain clouds, and he will give them showers of rain and crops in the field for everyone. Praying for rain in Texas to put out those fires." Brother, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
It's been pretty bad.
Yes.
It's been pretty bad. 600 buildings destroyed. Texas Slim is up there. He's given me updates, and it was a bad one this time. "May the peace of Christ be with you, Pastor Comsey." Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Pastor Comsey.
By the way, I wanted to tell you, we were talking about going to the National Religious Blog... Religious Broadcasters. So... Immediately, our buddy from Focus on the Family texts me.
And which one, Rob?
Yeah, Rob. And he's like, "Hey, hold on, let me see if I can find him. Where is he? I want to read it to you." It's like, I love that. Here we go, Rob. Here he is. "Adam, it's Rob from Focus on the Family. I'm thrilled beyond thrilled. You'll be at NRB. John Fuller and I would love to take you and Tina to dinner when you're all there. Can't wait."
Yay.
So you're going.
All right.
Just so you know.
When is it?
Oh, it's not until next year.
Oh, okay. But my calendar's open next year.
I love that he's listening.
I do too.
He's listening. Focus on the family. I know. Listen to our little podcast.
I know. They're lovely, lovely. They're
cool,
men too.
Cool dudes, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Then we have 4, 5, 6, 7 Satoshis from Marco from the Dutch Vineyard.
Oh,
we got a nice donation from last week.
Thank you.
On Castomatic. He says, Uitbuikenboost.
Uitbuikenboost.
Remember, this is when you sit at the table after
don't get up, don't get into the dishes.
Uitbuiken just means you let your stomach out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He says, but you cannot do proper uitbuiken without putting your waist belt on the Freithakstand. Oh my God. How do I even translate this? I can't even explain it, but it's basically you've got to loosen your belt for the gorging stand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the gorging setting. Okay. Marco, taking it too far, brother, but thank you. We appreciate your set.
Thank you, Marco.
3333 from Caddy Kit.
Caddy Kit.
I think Caddy Kit is new. I think Caddy Kit needs to be decanted.
And Caddy Kit says, decanted.
Much love to you too. Thank you for spreading all your love and kindness. It's exactly what the world needs most.
Aww. And you know, everybody, I tease Adam because I love Adam.
Now, you just said you love me. You can't take it back.
I'm not.
No take backsies. Rove Sticks from Lonely Yank. And Lonely Yanks, that's 1111, says, new baller rims boost.
Oh, nice. When I get them, we will post them in the show notes.
Oh, of course we will. Yes. And in the newsletter, we'll have a special news bulletin.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll do video.
Oh, okay.
Rolling away.
We got 1,000 sats from Salty Crayon.
Oh, thank you.
Hello there, Adam.
Oh, he
Mr.
sent
Robot.
Us some music, too. I haven't had a chance to look at that. Did you?
Yes, I did. Okay. Was it the Shy Kids? Is that the one that
I don't
he
remember.
Sent? I think, let me see. I think it was this one here. He said, which wine is the title of the track? It's a value for value. Just play a couple seconds here.
Money will give you wine. Any kind you'd seek in paradise. But I don't know which one that I want.
Oh, I'll play this on Booster Grand Ball.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I don't know
which one that I'd like. Can't choose and there's a lot.
Yeah, I like it. I love it when people send me songs. I'll play that on Boosted Ram Ball for sure. He says, careful, Tina, with Tire Direct. They are notorious for damaging wheels that didn't come directly from them. They've damaged 4 sets of mine, he says.
Good to know.
Well, there's a warning for you.
That's good to know.
Especially if you got baller rims. Mm. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at his email.
Oh.
Okay.
Anything else in the email?
No. Mm-mm.
Then another 1,000 from Marco from the Dutch Vineyard. Rims boost.
Oh, I love it.
And that concludes our value for value donation. Thank you all so much. This is so incredibly kind for returning that value to us. It really motivates. It keeps us going. It makes us feel loved and wanted. Even just any note.
Yes.
It makes us feel loved and wanted. CurryingTheKeeper.com. We have a donation tab, but also sign up for that newsletter. You will not regret it.
And we get new subscribers every week. We get them.
We do.
So we appreciate that.
And again, check your spam, check your promotions tab. You never know. You never know if it gets us sucked in there sometime. How many do we have?
We have 565 subscribers. We started at 200 maybe. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hold on a second. Let me see how many people we have listening. So that people know that they're not alone. And we know we're not alone. Let me see. Curry Keeper. I'm going to op3.dev. Everybody can do it. All the stats are open source. In February, 11,096 unique audience members listening to this show.
Wow.
11,000.
Can you see how long they listened?
Oh, I just closed it. Yes. Hold on a second. It's actually long. It's much longer than you think here, Curry the Keeper. Whoa. 62% listeners listen to at least 25%. 55% listen to half. 48% listen to 90% of the show.
Wow.
That's actually incredibly good. If you see our graph, is almost straight.
Wow.
That's really quite good.
I won't go on strike.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because they love you.
Oh, no. They love you.
They love you. They love you. They love you.
The question of what kind of lame question are we going to have this week?
I don't know.
Adam?
I'm excited to hear what question you have.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, I was supposed to do the question. Yes. I'm participating again? Oh, okay. It's Adam's turn for question. Psych.
I was like, wait, we talked about this.
Adam's turn for question of the week. Okay.
You're hitting the table.
I know, which I'm always worried because my questions of the week always bring up bad memories for you.
Trauma.
Okay. Here we go.
Trauma question.
Which smell reminds you of your best childhood memory? Oh. Now, hey, what do you think of my question?
It's a mind boggler.
Uh-huh. Want me to start with mine?
Yes.
This is going to sound weird, but when we would come back visiting from Holland, remember I was ripped out of America to go live in a country with cheese and cows and wooden shoes and a perpetual car wash, gray weather for 10 months of the year. We would come back and we would stay usually in Armonk with my grandparents. And then we would go to the White Plains shopping center where there was a Zehrs, and the smell of the parking lot tar in summer, like 90 degree heat, that made me so happy because it smelled like nothing else in the world. Just that the heat and the smell of the tar to me was so America. And I knew that the Radio Shack was right there for my wires and CB radios. That smell, and I still, to this day, I'll be at HEB and sometimes like, there's that smell of the parking lot tar in a hot summer. And it always makes me happy.
I love your ASMR.
Yes, can you hear it?
Gosh, that's a tough one, but this is what comes to mind for me. And I don't know that it's a distinct smell, and I know if I smelled it, I know that it would transport me back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I was in elementary school. And going into the cafeteria when they were making our lunches, because we used to buy our lunches. Because, you know, as a child, I was always hungry. So
so it doesn't matter it doesn't matter if it was Sloppy Joe Day or grilled cheese.
It had a distinctive smell to it. Really? I can't. Yes, I don't know what it was, but I know that I have a fond memory of that because it was like I had a warm meal.
Oh.
Yes.
Because that was the only warm meal you got
for the whole week. You know, we ate those fried eggs with the yolk junk. No, that's the only thing I can think of like that really brings back. And it was interesting because I thought I smelled something like that not too long ago. And I was like, oh my gosh, it takes me back there.
Isn't that interesting how smell can just transport you to a place?
Oh, yeah. Like your cologne. Your cologne definitely transports me.
It's my eau de toilette.
Your eau de toilette. Although I can't really smell it anymore because I'm so used to the smell.
Oh, I keep putting on more.
I know. You spray it and you walk through it.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. That was taught to me by... Right.
And you spray it when you come to bed too.
Of course.
You do your hair and you spray your cologne on when
my
you come
hair
to bed.
Will not look like crap. My breath will not smell bad and I will have a nice waft of Dior.
And then you just throw in your mouth guard and it's no, sexy all the way.
Oh, you're the worst. I wait until you're asleep.
Oh,
I do.
Babe, I don't care. I love you. I don't care.
She's mine.
You're like, all right, Tina.
Did I say I love you?
I'm like, hey, you're spitting on me, man. Stop.
Are we done?
We're done.
Hey, Tina. I love you so much.
I love you too, Adam. You make me laugh.
Come by next week.
I'll be here.
Vineyard Nation! In the evening!
With Curry and the Keeper.